Good morning, Columbus County. This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news. A Bladen County man will serve up to 28 years in prison for the sexual assault of a teenage girl. Frederick Chansey lured the girl into his car and took her to a home near Bladenboro where he raped her. The victim managed to escape out of his vehicle and dialed 911 from a neighbor's home. Chansey pleaded guilty in Superior Court yesterday to second-degree rape and second-degree kidnapping. Multiple law enforcement officers were involved in a chase down 410 to Rough and Ready Road on Monday. Tony Johnson Jr., age 37, of Shannon, was charged with misdemeanor child abuse, possession of stolen vehicle, drug charges, and multiple traffic violations. We have reached out to the Highway Patrol for more information on this case. Wyville City Council on Tuesday received a bid of $2.1 million to complete renovations on the former High Publishing Building on Columbus Street. That's going to be for the Provolish Project. The city and county purchased the building together for $750,000 and agreed to renovate the structure for the tech support firm. Provolis is expected to bring 250 jobs to Columbus County and shift its national headquarters here. Most of the funding for the renovations is coming from a series of grants. City Council also approved a new amended list of properties that will be bought out using state and federal hurricane relief monies. The 118 parcels are mostly on the flood-prone west side of the city. The land will be titled to the city after it is cleared and will no longer be available for building or development. Trinity Baptist Church and Chaffron Baptist Church are joining forces for the Cantata Silent Night Holy Night. There are going to be two performances. The program will be Sunday at 6 p.m. at Trinity in Wyville. That's at 201 South Thompson Street. And on Monday at 7 p.m., it'll be at Chaffron Baptist Church at 504 North Howard. The Tabor City Baptist Adult Choir will present their Christmas Night of Worship on Sunday at 6 p.m. A time of fellowship will follow. Everyone is welcome to attend. The church is located at 200 Live Oak Street in Tabor City. The Fair Bluff Christmas Tree Lighting and Parade is Saturday. Santa's going to stop by the Visitor Center from 4 to 5:30 p.m. for pictures and visits with the kids. Festivities really kick off at the Visitor Center at 5:30 with the tree lighting, followed by the parade at 6. Now, before he heads to Fair Bluff, Santa's going to be in Hallsboro from 11 until 1, greeting the kids this Saturday. He'll be posing for pictures and spreading some holiday cheer to passersby. Santa's visits to the Hallsboro Landmark have become a local tradition. There's two big Christmas events in Wyville on Saturday. Gerganus Farm Store is hosting a flock swap and livestock sale from 9 a.m. until 2. The Columbus County Farmers Market Christmas from the Heart sale is Saturday as well, featuring one-of-a-kind gifts from all kinds of local artisans. Now, for the first time, the market's going to host a tack swap. If you have spare saddles, horse gear, or other accessories lying around, or if you're trying to find a saddle for that new Christmas pony, come on out to the free swap and sale. There's no charge to participate. The market is located on Government Complex Drive in Wyville. Check out our growing list of Christmas events on the CCN webpage and send us your church's plans. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver reporting.